Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Get ready for an episode on the whole Belcher family from Fox, because I've got 11 questions for you on Bob's Burgers, recorded live at Brewport Tap House in El Segundo, California. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. It is Friday, and I hope that you are ready for the weekend and the holidays, which are right around the corner. We're 10 days away from Christmas Eve, and I'll be flying to Chicago, so that's crazy. I can't believe that's already 10 days away. Excited to see my family and sing Christmas carols and have drinks in copper mugs. That'll be fun, right? I read somewhere that those mugs are not good for you because you're slowly consuming copper with every sip, but I don't know if that's true. Someone tell me if I need to stop doing that, because I think they're cool, but not if they're killing me. I had the craziest day of my year yesterday. Four events all in one day and with very little breaks in between. Kick things off with SoCal Gas, downtown LA. I didn't know how the climate would be for something like that, and they were super fun. They were super, super fun. I thought they'd be very reserved and like, we work with gas and things, but it was a fun Christmas party, holiday party. They had great food, and they gave me a lavalier mic, so I had that clipped on, and I could walk around with my iPad wirelessly and really host the hell out of the show. So that went really great, and then I ran over from downtown LA to Burbank, California, and did Marvel Studios. This was like their big employee appreciation kind of thing. It was about 150 players, and they were all different teams, and it was like, you know, Team Black Panther, Team Thor, Team Spider-Man. It was very cool. Team Black Panther ended up winning, and they kind of dominated towards the end, and we did this animal name-off game that they really had fun with, and that was what put the Black Panther team over into the lead. So that was a ton of fun and great to be at those facilities. And I post some pictures on social media. If you want to see me in front of the Marvel logo holding up my own Trivia logo, you could see that over on Instagram. Also pictures of me in some Iron Man suits I posted that were in the lobby of the Marvel building, and a cool Thanos statue. So check all that out. Also, guys, Avengers Infinity War will be on Netflix on Christmas, I found out. I don't know if I said that on the podcast yet, but if you haven't seen that yet or you want to see it again like I do, wait for Christmas Day. It'll be on there. It's a Christmas present for everybody that has the streaming service Netflix, so that'll be pretty cool. And they were pretty high on Captain Marvel. Everybody was super excited about that, and they were talking trailer numbers and how it's one of the most watched trailers of all time. So get ready for that, coming out, I think, in February or March, Captain Marvel. From the Marvel building, I went back downtown LA to do a group called Ednovate, which I think finds teachers for certain situations. It's some kind of group that does that kind of thing. And it was a ton of fun, about 30 players, my smallest party of the day, but a good way to kind of end after the two crazy, crazy big ones. So that was fun. They had a great time. And then I went home for an hour, and then I went back out and I hosted bingo at a dive bar in Pomona, California from 10:30 to 12:30. And that was the longest 2 hours of my life because I was just going to fall asleep. So I tried to make it fun. It's a lot of music playing there. It's a lot of college kids just kind of like dancing and grinding on each other while they play bingo. So I made the most of it. But it was a super fun day and super rewarding. And it's been such a fun holiday season. I can't express that enough. So much fun with all these parties. And we're kicking ass, paying off debt with all this extra money coming in. So if you are sitting on a mountain of debt, the biggest tip I could give you is to just start listening to this dude, Dave Ramsey, which maybe you've heard of before, maybe you haven't, maybe you think it's hokey, whatever you think about it, Just listen to the podcast. It comes out every day. There's 3 hours of episodes every day that go on your podcast app. And it's just people calling in and they're like, what should I do in this money situation? And he's like, here's what you should do. And it's like the same thing every time. But once you hear it over and over again, and they do these things called debt-free screams, it gets you going like, oh, I could do that. So we've been really kicking ass with that. And it's just the reinforcement of listening to people doing it to make you go, I could do that too. So those are my holiday tips for you if you're trying to pay off some debt. And if you want more detailed information on how we did it, shoot me an email, ryanbuds@gmail.com. I would love to help you out with that. We're going to jump into today's episode. This one's from a couple weeks back. It was our sitcom week around Thanksgiving, and this is the last of the rounds from the sitcom week. This is the episode on Bob's Burgers, recorded live at Brewport Tap House in El Segundo, California. So take a listen to this. Play along. I think it's multiple choice, so you should have fun, even if you haven't seen the show, trying to guess these answers. We're going to jump into those 11 questions on Bob's Burgers right now. Here we go.
Round number 4, Bob's Burgers trivia. Question 1. What boy band does Tina and secretly Louise love? Is it Boys and Stuff, Boys on the Side, Boys for Now, or Boy Cray Cray? Number 1, what boy band does Tina and secretly Louise love? Is it Boys and Stuff, Boys on the Side, Boys for Now, or Boy Cray Cray? Number 2, what is Jimmy Jr.'s best friend's name? Is it Ace, Trunks, Jed, or Zeke? Number 2, what is Jimmy Jr.'s best friend's name? Ace, Trunks, Jed, or Zeke? Even if you've never seen the show, you can at least guess with these multiple choice questions. Bob's Burgers, number 2, what is Jimmy Jr.'s best friend's name? Ace, Trunks, Jed, or Zeke? Question 3, Linda had a band in high school called The Blank. Was it the Tatas, the Queens, the Bingos, or the Witches? Number 3, Linda had a band in high school called the Tatas, Queens, Bingos, or Witches. Number 3. Question number 4, Bob's Burgers. On the season 5 Halloween episode, who reveals they've never been actually scared before? Was that Tina, Louise, Teddy, or Tammy? Number 4, on season 5 Halloween episode, who reveals they've never actually been scared before? Tina, Louise, Teddy, or Tammy? Number 4. Question 5, fill in the Mr. Fish Odor quote. Bob, you may be the worst tenant I've ever had, and I rent space to a blank sanctuary. Is it coyote, raccoon, armadillo, or scorpion? Number 5, fill in the Mr. Fish Odor quote. Bob, you may be the worst tenant I've ever had, and I rent space to a blank sanctuary. Is it coyote, raccoon, armadillo, or scorpion? Bob's Burgers trivia, number 5. Number 6, on season 7, Tina hurts which body part, causing her to have to telecommute to school? Is it her wrist, her neck, her knee, or ankle? Number 6, Tina hurts which body part, causing her to have to telecommute to school? She's on like a little iPad. Wrist, neck, knee, or ankle? Number 6. Question 7, on season 3, Mr. Fish Odor buys a mechanical what that was used in the movie shot on the Wonder Wharf? Was it a lobster, a penguin, a dolphin, or a shark? Mr. Fish Odor buys a mechanical what that was used in a movie shot on the Wonder Wharf? Lobster, penguin, dolphin, or shark? Number 7, number 7. Number 8, Bob's Burgers. Which character name has the prefix of regular size? There's a character on the show named regular size. Randy, Ryan, Reggie, or Rudy? Number 8, which character name has the prefix of regular size? Number 8. Number 9, blank is a character who claims to have the ability to crack anyone's back. Is that Marshmallow, Teddy, Jimmy Pesto, or Mort? Number 9, blank is a character who claims to have the ability to crack anyone's back. Is that Marshmallow, Teddy, Jimmy Pesto, or Mort? Question 10, Daryl is a character voiced by which comedian? Seth Rogen, Aziz Ansari, Eugene Merman, or Sarah Silverman? Number 10, Daryl is a character voiced by which comedian? Seth Rogen, Aziz Ansari, Eugene Merman, or Sarah Silverman? Number 10, Bob's Burgers, number 10. One question left, coming away in just a minute. That was number 10. And the bonus for 2 points, what are the names of the twin Pesto brothers? What are the names of the twin Pesto brothers? 2 points, did you get that? That's the end of round number 4. Bob's Burgers, one round left. Thanks for playing Trivia Buds. Turn in those answer sheets. Here come the answers for round number 4. Bob's Burgers trivia question 1. What boy band is Tina and secretly Louise love? Is it boys and stuff, boys on the side, boys four now, or boy cray cray? It was boys four now. Number one. Number two, what is Judy Junior's best friend's name? Ace, Trumps, Jetter, Zeke. The answer was Zeke. You know his wrestling number three. Linda had a band in high school called the Tatas. Number four on the season five Halloween episode, who reveals they've never actually been scared before? That's Louise. Number five, film and Mr. Fish Order quote, Bob, you may be my worst tenant I've ever had. And I rent space to a raccoon sanctuary. Raccoon sanctuary. Number six on season seven, Tina. Which body part causes her to have to tell to need to stool her ankle? Number seven, season three, Mr. Fish Odor buys a mechanical shark. Number eight, regular size Rudy is the character's name. Regular size Rudy. Number nine, Blaine is a character who can crack anyone's back. Marshmallow. The prostitute. Number nine. And number ten, Daryl is the character voiced by Aziz Ansari. The bonus for 2 points, what are the Twin Pastor Brothers' names? Andy and Ollie. Andy and Ollie. Those are your answers to Bob's Burgers Multiple Choice.
Boom, there it was. How'd you do? Do you know Louise? Do you know Tina? Do you know Jean? Do you know Bob? And do you know Linda? Do you know them all? And do you know them well enough to answer those questions? Hopefully you did. Hopefully you had some fun. And maybe you want to send this link, share the link with a friend on your device right now. Say, hey, how many did you get out of 11? I got 10 or something like that. Challenge them to a little match. That would be kind of cool. And tell me who wins in your bout. If you have an idea for a topic you want me to do on this show in the near future, like Jen Wojnar, who wants me to do the Goofy movie, which will be coming up very soon, you can always email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com, or hit me up on any social media at ryanbuds, or the contact form on triviawithbuds.com. Just click on contact, brand new website coming in 2019. You can tell me the topic you want me to do, and I'll try and work it in. If you want to guarantee that I do your topic, just donate $5 or more over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Join our growing community of about 25 members over there who are really into this show and help make it what it is every single day. Thank you to all my Patreon subscribers, especially this time of year with the holidays right around the corner. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.